Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Really wa holo metabiso. Yeah, izwi elina mandla kakhulu leli umama ebesherela lona. Yeah, 012-334-1200 zisavuliwe incingo. Not 00 ekugcineni bazalwane, 22. Yeah, 012-334-1300 ngiyaxolisa ngalokho ya inamba ke ongashayela kuyona unezwi uNkulunkulu akuphathise lona sicela nathi usherele o izwi olithole enkonzweni noma benihlanganyele nabazalwane kungaba izolo kungaba on Friday or benine prayer meeting you know konke nje lokho esikwenzayo sihlangana singabazalwane definitely show kukhona nje esikusherayo ukuthi kuyasakha emphefumulweni so besingekho thina ingakho ngikunikeza ke leli thuba ukuthi usherele 012-334-1322 ungathumela ne voice note ku 0826572729 asiye lapha ke ku Pastor Sean Setlari sizwe ukuthi kulolu suku naye uNkulunkulu umphathiseni
The Lord appeared to him from far away and said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I will continue to extend faithful love to you. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. The Lord appeared to him and say, from far away, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued to extend faithful love to you. Greetings to you, Mebahle, and your beautiful listeners. I greet you all in the mighty living name of God. I greet you all in the mighty living name of God of salvation. And I greet you all in the mighty living name of God, Holy Spirit.
Greetings, Muruti.
The Lord appeared to him from far away and said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued to extend faithful love to you. Mama Nhlapo, if you allow me this beautiful day, I would like to share from the book of Luke 15, verse 18, 16, 18, and 20, respectively. The prodigal son. When we read about this boy, we all learn Huba. He was well rich, but life has led him astray into a foreign land. Mama Nhlapo, bophelo nako tse ding, they will make people to save pigs. When you go back to the book and you read about the life of this person, you learn to understand Huba. He is coming from a very rich family. He was not born to work hard. He was not born to be a slave. He was not born to save, but he was born to be saved. All I learned to understand, Gohori, the enemy appears into his life and twists his life just kancane, make him think, Huba, the decisions that he make are very good decisions. You know, the Bible says he took all his belonging and going away and enjoyed himself. But when time of God comes, the word of God says, the Lord appeared to him from far away and said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued to extend my faithful love to you. Mabanhlopo, hona le mabaka in our lives, in different times, different situations, where we find ourselves forced to sell ourselves to the enemy for the mere plate of food. But they mbatu, by lemuri, in this day, they find themselves being slaves of unprotected, immoral sexual practices. They want to move out of situation, but when they look around, they tell themselves they can't move out. Some of the bigger people, bigger men, they are taking advantage of this little one. They are sexually harassing them by the exchange of money to buy food. They sexually benefit from them. Sexual, immoral practices. But this young man, the prodigal son, under this bad situation, he came into his situation and he did not belittle himself. The word says that he blushed to eat from where pigs were eating, but the word of God came into him and said, from far away, from long back, from before you were born, before you became what you are, I have loved you. Eternal love. I faithfully continue to love you. Whatever situation you find yourself in, don't allow to lose your dignity. Stand and walk away with your dignity. Do not allow the situation to belittle yourself. But they who are not working today, they are not taken as human beings. They are belittled, but I'm saying to you, my brother, I'm saying to you, my father, even though the situation can be this difficult, be like a prodigal son when he realizes that he has lost all his things, he has lost all what he has, all his possessions. This young man, he lost to eat from where the pigs were eating, but he could not touch this food. Ha to ha ajile di jotsi nata di kolobe. Roja, he was so hungry, but he stood up. He did not allow poverty. He did not allow hunger. He did not allow horrible situation. He did not allow lack of money to make him slave. Even though he was saving the pigs which were nothing to compare to what God is holding for him. He knew he was down, but he could not allow his dignity to be taken away. He stood up, he came into his senses, and he walks away. You, my brother, you, my father, I know you are mistreated, but what I'm saying to you is, under this harsh situation, do not belittle yourself. Yes, my sister, you are sexually harassed, but do not belittle yourself. Stand up and walk away with your dignity. For God's love is eternal, is waiting for you. God is faithfully saying to you, I'm faithfully in love with you, and from far away, I'm waiting for you to come back to me. Face the situation. This young boy, Mama Nhlapo, he has faced situation. You are not to be blamed for the situation. He knew he could not blame him for situation. There were famine. He was not the cause of his situation. You are not the cause of your situation. You deserve better. You deserve respect. Just face the situation. Face the decision. You deserve safe and happy life. Above that all, you are not alone. God is opening up his arms and is waiting for you. And in conclusion, Mama Nhlapho, this young boy, he says, I'll get up and go to my father and say to my father, I have sinned against you and I have sinned against heaven. Luena, just stand up in your situation. Ikwahlaye. We pite, we pulele milato pila mudimu hao. For God says that we should, if we say we are good, we are wrong. But tell him all your problems. God will forgive you. And when you come back home, you will be welcome. This young boy, ha fika hae, amuhelo kama tsoa mafutu. Kika hona, kinka mantuaring. From the book of Jeremiah, 31 verse 3. Out of the whole situation, wake up. Stand up, stand firm. Don't lose your dignity. Do not belittle yourself. You are the image of God. God's love is still the same from yesterday in your situation and tomorrow. Just stand up. Let this man go away with his money. Let this blessed woman go away with her money. Just stand up. Take your dignity. Come back home to your father. Come back home to your people. Come back home to your God. For the word of God says, from above, from far away, the God saw him. And God says, I have loved you with eternal, everlasting love. Therefore, I'll continue to extend my faithful love to you. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, stand up. Just stand up. Don't belittle yourself. Get out of that abusive situation. Just stand up. We are waiting. People are waiting to accept you. You deserve better life and safe life. May the living word of God bless you all, and may the word of God take you of the situation. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen and amen and amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.